BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. The British Prime Minister has told African heads of state that and business leaders that Britain has an active role to play in the continent's future. Speaking at the opening of an investment summit in London, Boris Johnson said British companies would be making deals worth about $8 billion.
At the start of this new decade, the UK and your nations are taking the first steps on the road to a new partnership between all our people. Whatever the apparent differences in our skill sets, we want to be with you side by side every step of the way.
He also said people from African countries could benefit from changes to the immigration system after Brexit. A court in India has convicted 19 people for their involvement in the sexual assault of young girls at a care home in Bihar. Among those found guilty was the man who ran the state-funded hostel in the town of Muzaffarpur. More than 40 girls, most of them orphans, said they'd been raped and tortured by staff and visitors. The UN has condemned an attack on one of its facilities in northeastern Nigeria. The building in Borno State, close to the border with Chad, was destroyed by heavily armed militants on Saturday. The five members of staff managed to escape. The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Nigeria said he was shocked by the violence. The Ukrainian foreign minister has said he'll insist that Iran hand over the black boxes from the Ukraine International Airlines plane that was shot down in Tehran. Vadim Pristaiko will meet an Iranian government minister who's now in Kiev. On Sunday, Iran insisted it would first try to examine the black boxes. But Mr. Pristaiko stressed that they were Ukraine's property.
We're trying to explain that according to the agreement under the Convention on International Civil Aviation, it is not simply a right, but an obligation of a country where a catastrophe happened to start an investigation. If there are no technical facilities, that country is obliged to invite other countries to assist. We, as a country which suffered very greatly in this disaster, demand that the black boxes be handed over.
The Director General of the BBC, Tony Hall, has announced that he'll step down later this year, after 7 years in the role. Lord Hall said he felt it was important the BBC had a leader who could take it through a mid-term review and renewal of its charter. The BBC faces several challenges, including the possible decriminalisation of non-payment of the licence fee, the corporation's mainstream of funding. BBC News.